Sheepy Magna, Leicestershire, George Emery, a farmer aged 74, a native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 3rd of May 1956.
Jobs as you can do, you know, the lad's very useful. Yes. See, well, especially when he once knows what you want him to do. Mm. Plus he can do a good many jobs through it, here. The chief point is not keeping a lad on one job, because he wants to have a good many. He soon gets fed up with one job, you know, when he first starts. Mm. See? Ooh, honest old lead horse, sir. That used to be most of the job years ago, you see. We used to work the horses single a lot, and then you've got to lead the first one.
That was the one that was just in the...
The lead, eh?
In the chains.
Ah, yes, that's it. We used to reckon to work so many abreast, you know, till Cheshiremen and Welshmen come round here. Now, most single.
Aye.
You'd see them when they got two horses a ploughing. They'd have them single. Ah, when used to, well, very seldom. Till I tell you, they used to, well, of course. A lot of the time you'd have three single, you see, one after the other. Sometimes, if it were very wet and heavy going, they'd have four on.
And single just...
One after the other for her. They only sure you hadn't used to reckon to trample the loud ground, you know, on the top. But of course, a lot of the time, it was all right in the summer, but a lot of the time, you know, they hadn't used to study a shower of rain, you know.
Yeah.
They used to be off the wagoners, used to be off wet or fine a lot of, most of the time, you know. Oh, I've seen the ploughs. I've seen the ploughs of the damned wheel wouldn't go round, you know, clogged up with muck. Now there's a Scotchman come up on the farm next to mine up here, and he come with one wheel. You see, it's got, according to the soil, them swing ploughs, you see, you couldn't balance them in it, not this strong soil. Oh, no. It'd either be out on the top, you know, or else over yet, as you couldn't do that. He come up there, and one end of their field was close again, and we were having. Oh, what a track he used to be in with this little whale, old George Buchan. Sometimes, you know, and especially it was a bit stiff. Well, it was stiff, very stiff. Oh dear, I hadn't seen him one day, and it was warm in the summer, and he was sweating there and mothering. Where if it had two wheels, you know, for it to run on, he'd have gone ever so nice and comfortable. He was mauling his son. That tried to balance, you know, he couldn't. He couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
Because, you see, whenever he let her go a bit of one side as her nose got down in, they pulled the sen in, all yet. Then he got the tipper out, because his horses couldn't pull it, and then it were out on the top in a crack, you see. Well, yeah, there's one or two of us go on for feeding. Emma's next to me up here, Parkinson, he feeds a lot, you know. It's a tidy size farm, it's about 300 acre. Oh, he does a lot of feeding, he does. Shipping cattle, young cattle. As he used to make cheese on it years ago.
Did they?
All this cheese making round here, you know, a bit of butter and cheese making till these Cheshiremen come. Oh, he ain't a cheese maker. Well, he used to make a bit for himself, but that way he never went in for a bit like that. But that's up here, of course, because I tell you, we're Parkinson's on this farm up here with the cheese maker. They used to make two a day, you know. Say, they'd be milking 40 cows. Say, they wouldn't have them come down not till, end of February, in March. And then, of course, they'd have all the bulk on them. See, that more come like in a month, such like. 6 weeks, feed a calf or two for Easter, and then they'd go on to the cheese making, make two a day. You know.
Of course, there'd be a lot more men, a lot more labour used.
Different altogether. There's an old chap used to help they used to, where they were making one or two a day, you know, either the master or the chap, an old fella out and help them make the cheese, you know, help the women making the cheese.